Hey, it's Shireen, the Adventure Queen, County 10 Podcast, Wyoming Wildlife Federation joining the podcast. Jaden Bales is joining us. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having us on again.
Yeah, I'm so excited because Wyoming Wildlife Federation, oldest sportsmen's organization, sportsmen and sportswomen's organization in the state. Many people don't know about Wyoming Wildlife Federation. Jaden, in a short synopsis, give us the details. What is Wyoming Wildlife Federation?
Well, I appreciate that intro. And like you said, yep, the oldest sportsman's hunting and angling conservation org in the state. What does that really mean? It means that we work for wildlife, wild places, and hunting and angling opportunities. We're trying to conserve those and improve upon them. And we kind of do that through three different things. We educate folks. That happens through our kids programs, through adults programs, where we're getting them good information, both in the school setting and at camps. But then we also do advocacy. That looks like legislative and also policy work, where we're looking at, you know, the National Forest or the BLM and how we manage those properties as the public. And then we also do that through boots on the ground habitat stuff. We work with landowners, we work with agencies, and we really focus on making sure that we're covering that from all angles. We want the future conservationists and hunters and anglers to be well-educated. We want the current ones to be active, and we also want to be putting boots on the ground and seeing results today. So,
and if you ever want to volunteer with Wyoming Wildlife Federation on some of these boots on the ground events and volunteer times that they have, you can find more on their website or on Facebook. Just search Wyoming Wildlife Federation. I talked to folks about that real quick, Jaden. It's like, If you're into fishing, if you're into hunting and you are not a part of an organization, it blows my mind because you don't know how many times I've been invited on private property, Invited to a private pond, all because I was volunteering or working with an organization, whether it be Wyoming Wildlife Federation, Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Pheasants Forever. Many of them provide these resources. So if you're not a part of an organization or a group, you need to do so. And I personally know that Wyoming Wildlife Federation is one of the best. I'm a conservation ambassador for them, and there's reasons I am. It's because it is the oldest sportsman's organization in the state, celebrating 85 years, Jaden.
Yeah.
You look so good for 85, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's fry.
Don't let me take my hat off, though. I'm thinning. No. So we were founded in 1937, and originally, Wyoming Wildlife Federation helped inform the public about these new wild, these new game laws from the Game and Fish Department. It also happened about the same time that the Pittman-Robertson Act was instituted. So there was a whole big tidal wave of conservation happening in the 30s, and populations were coming back. They're rebounding, and you know, we've really just evolved with the times since then. So yeah, there's a lot to be said about that history.
85 year celebration with Wyoming Wildlife Federation is coming up on December 1st. Three words: wild game cook-off.
Absolutely.
Woo-hoo!
It's going to be so fun. We're really gearing up this whole wild game cook-off and 85th celebration to be very family friendly. Kids 12 and under are going to get in free, but just to get into the doors, it's going to be $10 for adults. Then once you get in the doors, there's going to be a whole bunch of games that you can play. We're going to have raffle tickets that are going to be your admission to play those games. And then we're also going to have kids games available for the kiddos to just go and play and have fun with. So that is going to be on top of the actual wild game piece. We're going to have a handful of teams from different partners of ours in conservation, like the Kafaru folks from Riverton are going to be putting together
awesome.
A team. Game and Fish Office is putting together a team.
I just talked to them about it too, and they were like, you know, we're a little worried about the competition this year. I said, I heard you did pretty good last year though, and I know I have some friends that are going to be involved in it. Will Wyoming Wildlife Federation have a team too?
I think our volunteers might put together a team, but none of our staff are going to be involved.
Yeah, because they'd be biased, right?
Exactly. So I'm really excited for that, and I think it's just going to be a great opportunity to try a whole bunch of different wild game things. I know we did this kind of event in the past, and Game and Fish brought like some collared doves that they had shot out of the back of the office, and did some I think that they did poppers. I wasn't at that one, but they did some excellent food, and you know, we're probably going to have also a lot of like speed goat tacos, you know, elk burgers and that kind of thing at this event. So it'll be fun there, and folks can buy alcoholic beverages there as well. So yeah, it'll be super fun.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Shireen Herrera. Jaden Bales is joining with Wyoming Wildlife Federation. We're talking about the big wild game cook-off, and it's so much more, like Jaden was mentioning. It's on December 1st. Doors open at 5. It'll be at the Lander Community Center. Jaden, where do folks get tickets?
Get tickets at wyomingwildlife.org. And right there on the front page, we have it just front and center to get tickets. You can also buy tickets just at the door, but it is nice if you can get that ticket purchased, and that gives us an idea of how many folks are going to show up.
Yeah, please get your tickets in advance. It helps. It also makes sure that your schedule is set. The holidays are here. Things get really busy. I mean, just how cool is it? Imagine having the visitors from out of state who are visiting the area for the holidays and taking them to the wild game cook-off, right? As you're making some plans again, December 1st, is that what day of the week is that?
It's actually a Thursday. So we're hoping to catch just like you said, the folks traveling through town, visiting family, and then local people. We do, like I said, we do a lot of community events with Riverton and Lander, and figured this would be a great way to bring everybody together. So there's going to be some excellent prizes. Our friends at Kifaru just donated us a pack today, and that's going to be part of one of the games that people get to play.
Ooh, I like that.
Ace in town gave us a big old cooler for Sweet. Your wild game to stay cool. And so, there's going to be a bunch of fun prizes that people can win.
Okay, you want to get those tickets, wyomingwildlife.org. The date again, December 1st. Doors open at 5. How late do you think it's going to be going till, or what's the time?
We're going to cut her off at about 8 o'clock. Like I said, family
That's
friendly.
My bedtime, man. That's I like right. it. Yes.
Everybody, the doors will close up shop about 8 o'clock. And so don't expect a super late night. And like I said, just family friendly, fun environment with it. It's not like the classic banquet style where it's a little bit more like, people are auctioning and buying mm-hmm. stuff that are big money. This is just going to be fun for the community.
Again, it's a wild game cook-off along with games for kids and adults, raising money for conservation, all happening at the Lander Community Center. $10 to enter, free for kids ages 12 and under, December 1st. It's the wild game cook-off. 85 years for Wyoming Wildlife Federation. Now, who's judging this wild game cook-off?
Maybe we'll have to just keep that one a secret.
Okay. I was like, that would be the worst job because all of these folks that I've heard that are going to be involved just to me seem like they're just gonna kill it, pun intended, in the wild game cook-off.
It's gonna be tasty. That's I can guarantee you that.
WyomingWildlife.org for those tickets, December 1st. I'm Shireen Herrera, Jaden Bales. Hey, we'll get you back on talking about camo at the Capitol.
Sounds good?
All right.